listener production.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to The Scorecard. I'm Liam Flanagan, and this is your fast, fun hit of sport for Monday, the 13th of February. Today, a Broncos bust-up puts a black cloud over the Vegas adventure. Tragedy hits the world of marathon running, and has golf's ultimate party tournament finally crossed the line? But first, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions.
Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hartman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
It took extra time, but once again led by their superstar Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs have been crowned kings of the NFL world after defeating the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. Mahomes was crowned Super Bowl MVP for a third time and is now officially in Tom Brady's rearview mirror in the greatest quarterback of all time conversation.
Are you also chasing the quarterback greats of this game? Because there's been so much discussion about now Mahomes in there with Brady. You've got to hear some of it.
Yeah, I hear it. I mean, it's always going to be tough because Brady beat me in the Super Bowl. That's the one thing you always have in my head. But it gives me something to strive for every single day, is chasing greatness. And whenever I'm tired, I might not want to work out. I know that I have to do it in order to be in these moments like this. And so I know it's a long ways away. And it's not something that I'm like, I need to get 7 Super Bowls right now. But it does give me that added motivation to continue to be great every single day.
The win came despite the biggest distraction the sport has ever seen. And I'm not talking about the bright lights of Las Vegas. And I'll write your name. Taylor Swift, aka the girlfriend of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and the biggest pop star in the world, brought serious star power to the game as she cheered on her beau, chugged beers, and just generally endeared herself to the world throughout. Meanwhile, her 3-time Super Bowl winning partner was in the mood to celebrate.
You gotta fight for your right! Believe it, baby, I'll see y'all next year.
And today we wait to see what state all that partying has left Taylor and Travis and Patrick and the rest of them. Stay tuned. In less than 2 weeks, the NRL is set to embark on its Great Vegas Adventure, opening its season in the US of A for the first ever time. And with all the players from the 4 participating clubs, including the Troublemakers, having had their US visas granted to enter the country, it looks like smooth sailing from here. Oh no.
The Broncos are in damage control after the emergence of shock vision of skipper Adam Reynolds and Pat Carrigan going head-to-head in a heated scuffle.
Having spent the morning at a fan day, Brisbane Broncos captain Adam Reynolds and vice captain Pat Carrigan were captured on video in a heated wrestle after an afternoon on the beers.
Adam!
The incident comes 10 days before the club leaves for Las Vegas and just 3 days before the club's official season launch. And Broncos CEO Dave Donaghy, when speaking to Channel 9 last night, was forced to address the elephant in the room and answer whether or not the 2 senior players would have their plane tickets torn up.
We'll continue to work through that internally over the next little period. We'll work through it as quickly as we possibly can. I think it's important that all these matters are looked at, you know, in isolation. But we are addressing it seriously, as you can tell by joining you here tonight. And it's certainly one that we want to address quickly so that we can quickly turn the focus onto the season ahead, the Cowboys trial this Sunday, and then round one over in the US.
Nice sidestep, Dave. The NRL Integrity Unit is currently investigating the incident, and if the players do still get to board the plane, I think they can expect to do it with a little less spending money in their pockets. The athletics world today is in mourning.
Calvin Kipton is going to be the new world record holder. What a race!
Yesterday, tragedy hit with news that men's marathon world record holder Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum died after a traffic accident that also claimed the life of his coach. The accident happened in Western Kenya, in an area noted for its high-altitude training centre for long-distance athletes.
The world has lost its finest. The world has lost one of the fastest men that is ever known. The world has known one of the tender-hearted Kiptum. Kelvin Kiptum was only 24, and of course, he had a lot that was awaiting him. Such a promising man that we've lost as Kenyans, we mourn. The world continues to mourn and to pay tribute to this greatest athlete that we've known in this epoch of time in history.
In October last year, the 24-year-old wrote himself into the running record books when he won the Chicago Marathon in an astonishing 2 hours and 35 seconds, breaking the existing record held by distance running legend Eliud Kipchoge by 34 seconds. The result made Kiptum the first ever human to break the 2-hour and 1-minute mark in a record-eligible marathon.
History in the marathon. The first ever to break 2 hours and 1 minute in official race conditions.
Skiptum's passing is devastating, not just for the simple loss of life, but also for the loss of what might have been, with the runner at the beginning of what could have been a legendary career. As he set his sights on becoming the first ever runner to break the two-hour mark in a marathon, as well as a mouth-watering head-to-head race against Kipchoge at this year's Paris Olympic Games. Kelvin Kiptum, a great athlete gone too soon. In a world where golf tournaments are filled with etiquette and regulations, the Waste Management Phoenix Open stands alone.
Sam Ryder taking it right at it. Talk to me. Come on. Oh, my God. There's liquid coming down. There's beer going everywhere. We are covered in beer and other liquids, I believe. So,
the single most attended tournament in golf. Its popularity with the fans is due in large part to the Party Hole 16, known as the Colosseum, where, if players are lucky enough to hit a hole-in-one, they'll be showered with beers. But it's also popular for the fact that fans can kind of behave however they want around the entire course.
Damn you people, this is golf! What a rock concert!
But in 2024, it kind of feels like a line has been crossed.
Don't sir me. Somebody said it. I'm just sick of it. Just shut up.
American golfer Zach Johnson confronted fans who were sledging him while he was teeing off, and fellow pro Billy Horschel had some choice words for other members of the gallery.
Buddy, when you're talking a shot, shut the hell up, man. Come on, I'm trying to hit a damn golf shot here.
And while the tournament organisers clearly aimed for a party-like atmosphere at the event, even they had seen enough when they were forced to stop selling alcohol on course at one point during the third round because things had kind of got out of hand.
We're going streaking through the quad! And into the gymnasium!
In other incidents, a woman fell out of the stands surrounding the Party Hole 16th. Fans were filmed fighting, streaking, and at least one person was arrested. And while many golfers talk about how much they enjoy the change from the usual sterile environment of other tournaments, 2024 might have just been the year a line was crossed. Despite all the distractions, Canada's Nick Taylor held on to take the win. And that is your Fast Fun Hitter Sport for today. I'm Liam Flanagan. Catch you tomorrow on the scorecard.
Listener.